and welcome back to LGBT Equality. You're listening to Chara Smitha, and we're recording the second episode of the podcast. If you listened to the first episode, then I'm really thankful, and you already know what we talked about. That is the most common and the most misunderstood term, that is the LGBTQ plus itself. We talked about what each letter in this word meant, and we also talked about what the difference between bisexuality and pansexuality was. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about a little more, that is the difference between sex, gender, gender identity, gender expression, cisgender, transgender, and a lot more. As a matter of fact, I thought about this after I recorded, that I should have talked about these matters before I talked about what the LGBTQ plus was, but you can still understand these terms even after you know what that is. So I hope that you leave this episode learning something new and you have fun in general. So thank you and stick till the end. Welcome again. Issues of equality and acceptance of transgender and non-binary people, along with challenges to their rights, have become a major topic in headlines. These issues can involve words and ideas and identities that are new to some. So before I start talking about the proper use of gender identity terms, including pronouns, it is very crucial that we ask ourselves that what is the basic idea behind learning all these new stuff? That is, once again, to respect others. Just like when we were a child and our parents and teachers taught us basic manners, it is important that we learn to adjust in the new world that has been introduced to us. That is why we should learn about the pronouns, about these gender identity terms, in order to respect people and what they truly are. Now, our goal here is to help people communicate accurately and respectful with one another. One can also compare using someone's correct pronouns to pronouncing their name correctly, a way of respecting them and referring to them in a way that's consistent and true to who they are. Now that you know why we are doing this, let us start by taking a look at the glossary of gender identity terms. So let's start by talking about the difference between sex and gender. So what is the difference between these two terms? A lot of people misunderstand and think that these are the same, but they are like the polar ends of a magnet. These are totally different, so let's learn about them. Sex refers to a person's biological status and is typically assigned at birth, usually on the basis of external anatomy. Sex is typically categorized as male, female, or intersex, and this depends on the type of chromosome one has. Gender, by the dictionary, it is often defined as a social construct of norms, behavior, and rules that varies between societies and over time. Gender is often categorized as male, female, or non-binary. There can be also other gender, like gender fluid. What I just said was the bi-dictionary type of definition. But if you want to know what the difference between these two things are, in simpler terms, then sex is biological and it is given by birth, therefore cannot be changed. Gender, on the other hand, is cultural and is learned through socializing, therefore it can be changed. There are many documentaries about the difference between these two if you want to learn more in depth about the science behind it, and you should definitely check those out if you want to. Now let's talk about the next subject. Let's talk about gender expression. So what is gender expression? Gender expression is how a person represents gender outwardly. This could be through their behavior, it could be through the way they clothe, their voice, or other perceived characteristics. Just the ones that they feel comfortable in. Society identifies these cues as masculine or feminine, although what is considered masculine or feminine, it changes over time and it varies by culture, and nobody actually knows who actually defined these things. Whereas, let us also talk about gender identity. Gender identity is one's internal sense of self and their gender, that is, whether they are a man, woman, neither, or both. Unlike gender expression, gender identity is not outwardly visible to others. For most people, gender identity aligns with the sex assigned at birth, but For transgender people, gender identity differs in varying degrees from the sex assigned at birth. This is where cisgender and transgender concept comes by. Cisgender, or simply cis, is an adjective that describes a person whose gender identity aligns with the sex they were assigned at birth. Whereas for transgender, or simply trans, is an adjective that is used to describe someone whose gender identity differs from the sex assigned at birth. A transgender man, for example, is someone who was listed as female at birth but whose gender identity is a male. Cisgender and transgender have their origins in Latin-derived prefixes of cis and trans, cis meaning on the side of, and trans meaning across from, or on the other side of. Both adjectives are used to describe experience of someone's gender identity. Now, while we are talking about these things, we should also talk about what non-binary, agender, and gender expansive is. Now, what is non-binary? So, non-binary is a term that can be used by people who do not have a gender. These people do not describe themselves or their genders as fitting into the categories of a man or a woman. A range of terms are used to refer to these experiences. Non-binary and genderqueer are among the terms that are sometimes used. Non-binary people usually use the pronouns they/them, and if you don't know what pronouns are, we will be talking about that in a few moments too. Now let's talk about what agender is. Agender is an adjective that can be used to describe a person who does not identify as any gender. They are basically genderless. And I know it may sound a little bit confusing, but what the main difference between non-binary and agender is that non-binary is like an umbrella term, and inside it comes all these terms called gender fluid, gender queer, demigirl, demiboy, agender, gender flux, and other. There are a lot that I cannot mention, but if you want to know more about it, then once again you can Google the umbrella terms and you will find a list of them, and you can learn about them more in detail. And I personally recommend you to have that one diagram where they have this umbrella and all of the names are mentioned in it, and you should definitely download that image. So now let's talk about other things. Let us talk about gender transition. Gender transition is a process a person may take to bring themselves and or their bodies into alignment with the gender identity they are more comfortable with. This means that they are leaving the sex they were assigned at birth. And this is not just one step, and this is not just about surgical methods either. Transition can include any of these things. It can include telling your friends, families, co-workers, changing your name, and telling people to not use your dead name again. What is dead name? Dead name is a name that you were assigned at birth, but you feel like that name does not suit your gender identity. Hence, you give yourself a new name, or you ask someone to give you a new name that suits your gender identity, and you use new pronouns. That is what a dead name are. So, as I was saying, what is transitioning? So, it can also include new pronouns, as I mentioned, and it also includes updating your legal documents, and there are also surgical methods too, and these medical interventions are usually hormotherapy or surgical interventions, often called gender confirmation surgery. There are also a lot more surgical methods that I'm not yet familiar with, but I'll do more research and maybe I'll make a separate episode on that. There are a lot of surgical methods and scientific modes that are worth learning about, and we should definitely check them out. Now let's talk about gender dysphoria. Now let's talk about the last topic of the day, gender dysphoria. I'm talking about this topic right after talking about gender transition because these two are often correlated. Gender dysphoria refers to a psychological distress that results when someone is not in accordance with their assigned sex at birth and one's actual gender identity they are more comfortable in. This means that they are not in agreement with their assigned birth and gender identity. While not all trans people experience dysphoria, those who do experience it at a varying level of intensity. There is a sense of unease that a person has because of this mismatch. And this sense of unease or dissatisfaction may be so intense that it can lead to things such as depression, anxiety, or just have a harmful impact on daily life. We'll be talking about this more in the next episode. We'll be talking about in detail what gender dysphoria is and possible solutions, and what people around someone who's experiencing gender dysphoria can do to help them. So stay tuned for next episode, and thank you for listening till the end. Thank you and have a great day ahead.